found it in you. Oh, babe. Woke up this morning to breakfast in bed. The coffee was hot and the eggs I got was right, so right. Girl, I gotta tell you, you're just too good for me. Oh, the things that you do makes it easy loving you. Even a blind man could see.
everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It is 8 minutes after the hour. I hope everyone is having a great evening. Be sure when you get out on the roads today, do not text while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from the Best Man soundtrack, and it's entitled, After All Is Said and Done.
Everybody.
You are tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 26 minutes after the hour. I'd like to count and thank everyone for joining us this evening. Again, we ask you not to text while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from C.C. Peniston, and it's entitled, Finally.
love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness. Talking together, saying
loving arms make me feel secure and warm. Cause my heart will run. Now that I've found you, I wanna stay around. So make me yours. Make me yours.
Follow when you want me to stop and move.
evening, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 17 minutes before the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the ones that are celebrating birthdays today. And the next song that you will hear will be coming from Freddie Jackson, entitled Rock Me Tonight.
You and me. You look Baby, been gone, I don't think I've ever felt this way before. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to?
You are tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 7 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It is time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian today is Samson.
The thing that I hate the most, though, is, like, people, they say that being gay is a choice, you know, like, and I hate people saying, who chooses to be vilified, you know, who chooses for people to, you know, say things about them and, you know, mock them and beat them up on the street and stuff like that. Nobody chooses to be gay, you know. I never woke up late one night like, oh shit, something's missing. I'm black. I'm a man. I want to be fierce. You know, I never did nothing like that, you know, and it's like, y'all are stupid, it's like, I never, you know, did nothing like that, so, you know, and it's like, I've always known that I'm gay, you know, like, because, like, growing up, like, I did things that boys do, but, you know, I did them, like, with a twist, you know, like, I, you know. So I played, like, you know, Tekken and Mortal Kombat, stuff like that. And the other boys would pick, like, Paul Phoenix and Marshall Live, pick, like, Nina. You know. Big clue, you know. And I would do those little spin kick things and stuff like that. And I'd be like, oh, yes. I don't know. It's really, really crazy. Like, people try to put you in that box, you know. So people say, okay, so if being gay is not a choice, then what happened? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe my mother ate too many Skittles while she was pregnant. And something happened in there. I don't know. You know. And, like, coming out, you know, taste the rainbow. You know. Coming out, like, to my mother was really, really hard. Like, I thought it would be easy. Because my mother does, like, makeup. So, you know, like, most makeup ladies and clothing ladies and people who do, like, interior design, they're supposed to, like gay people. And, like, when I came out to her, she was like, not in my house. You know, she was frying my chicken and anointing oil. And seriously, like when you, like, it's like my white friends, like, because they, and Wayne, you inspired me too. Yes, you did. You was like, you better tell your mother that shit. No, like, and so, like, it was, like, really, really, like, it was, like, really, really, you know, it was interesting trying to come out, you know, because, like, I saw my white friends come out. And, you know, they came out, you know, and they was, like, throwing parties, and their parents was, like, paying their scholarships and stuff like that. In a black family, you come out, they taking your ass to church. That was just plain as well. You know. It was just lots and lots of church, like every day, 7 days a week. You know, we bind that spirit of homosexuality. And I was like, yes, bind that spirit. So that was, like, crazy. And this shit came out again. Sick of this shit. Yeah. I don't know, but it was, like, really, really crazy coming out. Okay, so, like, when I first came out to my mother, like, it was crazy because, like, my mother, like, she is, like, the spiritual woman. Like, she believes in God. And so it's, like, you know, as far as she been taught, like, you know, being gay was, you know, bad. Then, of course, being from the South, you know, of course, you don't be no sissy. So, you know, like, it was crazy because my mother is, like, my mother slash, like, personal evangelist, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I go to her to reach God, you know what I'm saying? Like, God sits on the bed and talks to her every morning, you know? I'd be like, what'd he look like? She'd be like, he got cornrows. So, you know, like, it would be crazy because she would call me, like, when I first came out to her, like, she wasn't going for it, and, like, I would get these calls, and, like, each call would get more and more intense. Like, the first call would be like, Sam, call me whenever you get a chance, all right? Bye. Second call. Praise the Lord, you need to call me, all right? Bye. Third call. All right, Satan. Like, all right, Satan. I done called you 3 times. I know you're somewhere doing that faggot shit, but you need to call me, all right? Bye. You know, so it was crazy. So eventually, like, we had that conversation. Like, she was like, all right, why do you want to be gay? And I was like, my being gay is not a choice. I was like, you know, this is the card that I got dealt. And I was like, did you choose to be a woman? She's like, no. I'm like, did you choose to be black? She's like, no. I'm like, it's the same way with being gay. So we went through the whole process, and, like, she's been very accepting. She's been very supportive and loving, and I love you, Mom. Thank you. She was like, so it was a crazy journey. And she actually bought me a pair of shoes as her acceptance gift. Like, she came home one day, she was like, I bought you these shoes. I was like, really? She was like, yeah, you like them? I was like, yeah, I like them. She was like, I thought so. They look kind of gayish, you know what I mean?
Silly of me to think that you could ever really want me to. How I love you. You're just a lover out to score. I know that I should be looking for more. What could it be in you I see? What could it be? Oh,
never been the kind for begging and pleading, but I can tell by your hazy smile, all of his life you've been finding are heavy on your mind. He broke your heart and he took your pride. Will you ever love again? Though you try, you don't believe it. Over here, talk to me a while. Girl, if you try, you will find that one like me.
something wonderful to me, to watch it grow inside yourself, to feel your heart inside itself. Sometimes it hurts to love so bad, when you know you've given all you can. Sometimes it hurts to even ask. You do your best, but still it's much too sad. Sometimes
let's just be glad. we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon the whisper of the raindrops grow softly against my window. Hey, all in night. Make believe you love me one more time. Of a good time, I'll get along. I'm sure you'll find another. Baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find what you need me, yeah. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time enough for severance when you leave. Hey, 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 hey. For the good time. Oh, yeah. For the good time.
I hear she's been seeing this loser since we've been apart. Now I call him a loser because even though we're apart, he's still my love. And we can win this. He may claim her now, that's fine. But hey, check it out. It's just a matter of time.
Still my love. Oh, baby.
a little more bass. of you.
What am I gonna do without you?
I mean to take up too much of your time, but just thought I'd give you a ring and see how you was doing. How's everything? A friend of mine told me he saw you the other day.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Said you were still looking good. Made me feel kind of good, you know. Told me that you did ask about me. Talk to you before now, but you know how a man's pride is sometimes kind of won't let him do what he wants to do. Guess what?
It ain't no future, babe.
I know this is gonna knock you dead, but
I
even went out and got a gig. Oh, I got you not hip to the hip talk. Plain JLB, baby. Spend 8 hours a day. All the overtime I can get. I don't know, I guess it might be too late, but lucky I haven't been. Well, you know, being they got that lottery. I hit it. I like to kind of make up for a lot of things that just seem not to go right. Don't want you to think I'm trying to buy back your love or your friendship. But now I feel I got a chance to kind of make things up to you a little bit.
I miss you, baby. Listen, baby.
Enough about you and me. If I could just, see you, can't really say what you mean or what you want over the phone. I swear I miss you. You done heard it 10 times or more, but I swear I done changed. I swear I done changed.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. Again, my name is Kel Marvet. It is 4 minutes before the hour. Hope everyone has had a great evening, and we wish you a great and marvelous rest of your evening. But before we go out, we have a special message, and be sure to join us the same time at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Again, thanks for being with us today, and have a great and marvelous day. God bless.
What exists in every corner of the world?
Embraced and celebrated in some countries,
but is illegal in 76.
What is hidden for fear of public shame, imprisonment,
torture, or in 7 countries even
the death penalty?
What tears families apart?
What makes people confront brutal violence on a daily basis?
What simple trait
gets people treated as second-class citizens
everywhere they go?
What gets children kicked out of homes,
students bullied and expelled from school,
and workers fired from jobs without warning?
What has existed in every country throughout history
that some people still consider abnormal?
Being gay.
Being lesbian.
Bisexual.
Transgender.
All over the world, millions of people face violence and discrimination just for being who they are.
Every nation is obligated by international human rights law to protect all lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people from torture, discrimination and violence.
The United Nations has one simple message to the millions of LGBT people around the world.
You are not alone.
You are not alone.
LGBT rights are human rights.
LGBT rights are human rights. Together, we will build a world.
We will build a world that is free and equal.